Today, we live in a world that's full of all kinds of fantasies and make-believe, and it's really busy. I mean, there's so much fantasy and so many storytelling, and you know, you have television, you have movies, and all kinds of things, and people really don't, I mean, there's people that believe things that they've said on television or seen in a show, and they think it's like history or, you know, things that are real, and it's not that way, and I don't see it getting any better. I mean, people understanding the truth. But I'm wanting to get to truth, and I'm wanting to get to also us to consider where we're going, the, you know, what we're going into. And part of this is this right on the very crest of the United Church of God. It says on there, it says preparing a people. And that's what we're doing. I mean, in Sabbaths and these times when we spend time studying the Bible and understanding God's way, we're being prepared. Now, in the world, you have people that have this idea that you die and you float off to heaven and you're sitting on a cloud and you got your little harp and you're staring at God. You know how old that'll get. That won't take very long when that gets really boring, you know. What can I say? But people don't think things through at all, you know. And, you know, when they were first teaching in the church, and you take Paul and all the apostles, disciples, they were teaching the resurrection, and the fact is that going over to God and going to Christ was the source of life. And that brings everyone, a lot of people, into the church is the fact that the source of life, our Christ, is the source of life, and the future for us is everlasting life. But there's more than just everlasting life, much more. Much more than that. And so I'm going to look at something right now. I'm going to look at a definition. We're going to look at this definition. It's an apprentice. And from the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, 4th edition, it says, one bound by a legal agreement to work for another for a specific amount of time in return for instruction in a trade, art, or business. Or one who is learning a trade or occupation, especially a member of a labor union, that's earthly stuff, a beginner, a learner, to place one as a beginner or learner. That's what we are. We're learning. We're learning God's way. Let's see. We got the Wicked Dictionary, Creative Commons, share alike license, whatever. Anyways, this says under the definition of an apprentice, it says a trainee, especially in a skilled trade, one who is bound by indentures or legal agreement to serve as a tradesperson or other person for a certain time with a view to learn art or trade in which his master is bound to instruct him, put under the care and supervision of a master for the purpose of instruction in a trade or business, to be an apprentice to. Well, guess who we're an apprentice to? Guess who our master is? Well, I shouldn't have to tell you, right? We're not here just to have eternal life. We're called to a job, an eternal job, a forever job. There's always going to be something to do. And it just kind of give you the idea. We're going to go to Proverbs 8:22, and we're going to talk about our master. In Proverbs 8:22, it says, the Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before mountains were settled, before hills, I was brought forth. while yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primordial dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned the sea its limits so that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. Now therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. What I was getting at was Christ, our master craftsman. The master that we are apprenticed to. The master that's teaching us. The master that's teaching us step by step as we work towards the kingdom of God. What we're doing now is learning how to be like him, but also to control ourselves. Because what comes when we inherit all things with Christ is a great deal of power. Power that we can't even imagine. Look at what Christ has done. Look at his work. Look at the universe. We're told that we don't have, not even in our wildest imaginations, can imagine what we're going to inherit, what we're going to see when we enter the kingdom of God. I can't even imagine the universe that he created. It's part of his creation. The more we look at it, the bigger it gets. God is infinite. And as far as I know, there's no end to the universe. They never found it. Neither is there any end to the subatomic particles that they keep discovering. You know, when I was little and first started school, we had an atom. You know, neutron, proton, electron. Way back in history, they theorized that there was some kind of a particle of a substance that could not be divided. Well, we divided it. And not only we divided that, but we divided all the little particles that make up it. And then we're finding particles have particles and little, just all kinds of things. They've discovered a so-called God particle here a while back, as they call it. But the whole thing is we never found an end to either side, whether it's the universe and the largeness, the expanse of it, nor the very smallest of the subatomic particles. We've not seen the end of it. As far as I know, it's infinite. God is infinite. We don't even comprehend that. How can we understand infinite when we're finite? We have a beginning and an end in our physical life. Our world, you know, it's three-dimensional. We don't understand anything outside of that. But I'm seeing that as time goes by and as we get greater in our knowledge of the world around us, of the creation, that God is revealing more and more to us. He's revealing more and more to us. You know, Paul did not talk about us working in the future with God. He talked about the resurrection of Christ and life, but he didn't talk about what we were going to be doing once we're there. That's what I'm trying to get you to contemplate. Trying to get you to contemplate that we're going to inherit the power to make a universe. Think about that. Make a universe out of little bitty subatomic particles. And put it all together and make it work. By just saying it. Think about that. What kind of power is that? Do you understand? Well, no, we don't understand. We don't understand. And when we enter heaven, we'll be learning and learning and learning. God is infinite. Our learning will probably be infinite. But But step by step, as apprentices and followers of our Christ, our Master, we are learning step by step, starting off with ourselves. And when we enter heaven, then we're going to have jobs. People don't even understand that. We're going to have jobs. We're going to have responsibilities. And what are we going to do? What Christ tells us, we're going to serve. We're going to serve others. I mean, look at what God does. God is all powerful, and yet he serves and takes care of us endlessly. Holds the whole universe together so that we can live and look at the universe. He's holding this whole thing together and making it exist on his will and his power. And we're going to go inherit this same thing from him. It's really hard to understand, to take it in, what we're going to. In Luke 19:17, when Christ was given the parable, he was saying that the master was given the servants that he returned from. He said to the servant, he says, "Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in very little, have authority over 10 cities." We have authority over very little, but in time we're going to have authority over a great deal more. But there's more. This is step by step. God is going to make a kingdom on this earth. And when he establishes kingdoms, we're going to be there to help ensure that his kingdom is his kingdom. And under his authority, and everyone lives by God's way. And we'll have people who have authority over 10 cities or maybe a continent. There's all kinds of jobs in this world, just like there's all kinds of jobs in this church. Way more than this somebody like me standing up here flapping his lips, you know, giving you a sermonette, right? Tons of jobs. Raising children and, you know, taking care of needs of anybody and everybody. I mean, the jobs are just endless. Like everything else, is just a lot of things that makes up what we're doing and what our future is going to become. So what I'm trying to say is that basically, yes, God wants us in his family, but the whole thing is that we are going to become like Christ. And if it says right in your scriptures, he is our brother, and we're going to inherit all things with him. All things. And that's it. All things. So in the future, in time, which there's not going to be no end of it for the people who go into the kingdom of God, there's always going to be things to do, things to create. We can't imagine what God has in store for us in the future, but we know that there's going to be a kingdom on this earth, and we have those responsibilities in the future. But then after that, then God the Father is going to be here, and there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, another creation. And then what about all these children? Well, we've seen by watching Christ what he did. We're looking at it. We live in it. We live in a universe. We have a planet with people that God put here to be his children. And when they go into the kingdom of heaven, who knows what kind of numbers it's going to be. I'm not going to stand here and say I know any kind of numbers. Trillions? Billions? Who knows? How many God's children are going to be with him in the future? And every one of them will be like Christ. What kind of future? I mean, we live in this physical world. We have no idea what's going on in the kingdom of heaven. We're outside of our physical world. How do we know that God doesn't have billions of universes built by billions of his children, with billions more children that are being raised up. How do you know that one day you won't stand to be crucified for yours, for your creation? You don't know. This is why we are being trained up to something way beyond we can hardly even comprehend it. But it's not wafting off to heaven and play a harp and stare at God.